This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, Chuckies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Talking about the breaking news. D.C., the Commanders plan to announce a deal for a new stadium at RFK. Mayor Bowser already tweeted out a message at 11 o'clock. There's expected to be a joint news conference with Mayor Bowser and Josh Harris announcing this deal, bringing back the team to D.C. at the RFK site. This whole talk started during the Snyder era, going as far as back as 2008 is when they started talking about bringing the team back to D.C.
Just about 10 years after they opened FedEx Field, they were ready to ditch it.
Well, probably too, because Snyder was new owner, wanted his imprint. But whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
The discussion was, hey, bring him back to D.C. We miss being in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a huge win for the mayor, a huge feather in the cap for Josh Harris. And I think ultimately the fans are going to love it. I think that there are some, like you, that are going to worry about the tailgating aspect and maybe worry about the ticket cost going so up, so maybe less blue collar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no matter what the stadium looks like, no matter where the stadium is, if the team is winning, the place will be great. So what I would hope is, you know, Drab pointed to what they have in Seattle with the architecture and the sound. I think they're going to have all those modern advantages. You're going to have better sound system, better video boards, everything out there. Like when I went to LA and I went to the UFC fight, and I went into Steve Ballmer's place. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And like, I have no problem. Like, I think when I go to Capital One, it's great. But then I went there, I was like, whoa, next level. So I think you're going to have next level, and I think there will be excitement. I want to hear from you, though. Are you excited for the new stadium, that you're going to have a dome? We don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but it's likely to be a dome, that it may be smaller. You know, some of these stadiums are huge.
Because
it's definitely going to be smaller than the FedEx Field imprint. Like,
they just
that
don't
initially
have the
held over like 90,000 people. Like, it was way too big.
Mm-hmm.
And we obviously saw them take seats out and reduce the
what are they saying? 65,000 roughly?
I think 65,000 to 70,000 seems to be like the sweet spot for capacity.
With the clear roof.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and then what scares you? Now, we took calls on this a couple weeks ago. Some people are scared about the traffic mess and
I think
who
the
knows?
Cost prohibitiveness of it scares me, and it will be a day to go to a game. Like, you're just gonna have to just bank on traffic.
Yeah, just carve that out.
But so
you drive
fine.
By RFK every day, right?
Every single day. The traffic stinks. I mean, on a weekday, it stinks.
I mean, it's can't terrible. Even fathom.
Look, any football stadium, we're gonna pack 70,000 people.
It's
in.
It's gonna be
I'm
crowded.
Sorry.
People,
you're gonna
deal
have
it.
Problems getting in and out of the stadium.
It's gonna be part of the deal. But I am excited to have an ultra-modern, you know, arguably, as far as I know, has anybody spent more than $2.7 billion on a stadium yet? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, SoFi costs $5
billion. Wow.
But again, that's real estate.
Yeah.
That's also why the Commander Stadium is going to cost more than the Bill Stadium.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pricier real estate
well,
in D.C.
I just,
than
I'm
Buffalo.
Excited to have a stadium where they're going to spend that kind of money, and I assume it's going to be something like a Marvel, like a modern Marvel, that we're going to drive by it, and it's just going to
Yeah, it's like, something you can be proud of as a Commanders fan instead of like, yeah. we have to trek out to FedEx Field that's falling apart.
Look, I'm excited about that.
Your most expensive stadiums, SoFi came in at $5.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Kroenke Sports and Entertainment Group spent a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Yankee Stadium, $2.3 billion.
So it would be the second most.
They broke ground in 2006, 2009, right? Intuit Dome, which is Steve Ballmer.
That was $2
billion. $2
billion. So it sounds like we would be the second most expensive stadium.
Yes.
Sounds
the next
like it, yeah.
most expensive $3 billion. Football stadium is Allegiant Stadium, Vegas. Broke ground 2017, open 2020, $1.9 billion.
I've been by there a million times. Every time I go by there, it's impressive.
MetLife comes in next, and then Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And so the timeline
that
for almost all
impressive.
These stadiums is basically 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
So for Rick Snyder, who says, I'm not going to believe it until they break ground, they're going to have to break ground by 2027.
Well, they're going to have to get rid of the standing RFK, yes. which you can't, like, from what the reports are, you can't just go in there with a wrecking ball because then you're going to have asbestos flying all over the place. Mm. You got to, like, remove it, like, section by section.
Right.
Like, it's going to be a long
Well,
they
probably got
process.
2 years to do that. And then, like you said, by 27, you start building the new one.
I mean, if I were Josh Harris, I would have the heavy machinery outside of RFK in 20 minutes.
Can you build a glass dome over
a
RFK? And then you do the wrecking ball so the asbestos is contained in the glass dome.
I don't hate the concept, but I think that's going to be pretty difficult.
You know, like
off.
The glass dome like from Truman Show?
Yeah. Oh, just get a big tent.
just get a rental wedding tent.
Yeah.
So something I was talking to Chris Russell about a couple weeks ago when this report first came out that this could be happening is the height limit of stadiums.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So as you know, DC buildings have a height limit,
right.
which
mm-hmm.
is 130 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Modern NFL domes average 273 feet high.
Ooh, that's mm-hmm. more than double.
But SoFi, if you guys remember, is mostly underground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's 3/4 underground. It's only 100 feet high off the ground. Mm. So that could be a vision that they have at RFK as well.
Okay.
Mm. All right. It works.
Or well, they just carve out an exception on the rule
right.
based on where
right.
the airplanes are flying.
I better
know
call
you guys,
this utility before you dig that hole. Thanks, LB.
I know
for that
you guys
one.
Think that,
on
that I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I want to bring back the moat. If they can incorporate the moat.
You want one of Bruce Allen's brainstorms?
I don't care that it's Bruce. I like lazy rivers.
We're going to have a moat.
That could solve tailgate problems.
Yeah, we just
a
hang
lazy
out.
River tailgate. I like that.
No, boats. Like you're at Baylor.
Boats and moats. Oh man,
you have a huge party barge on the moat. That's all.
Right.
No, I'm serious. That's okay. All tailgating problems.
Right, listen, I just want to incorporate a lazy river around the stadium.
EB had a lazy river at my hotel on Myrtle Beach.
Really?
There's nothing better than a lazy river.
And I hung out last time we were at Myrtle Beach. We were hanging out at the lazy river.
I love lazy
it's
rivers.
A great time.
So I want to just. I'll lobby the Harris Group. It's okay. You can. It's going to cost us all everything. It's going to be in traffic.
Josh Harris,
but can you incorporate the lazy river idea?
Need a lazy river. I will shelve that for now, along with the team name. Lazy River team name.
Right.
Same priority.
But again, I said at the top of the show, I do share, maybe you guys are kind of wired similarly, that I love going by and seeing stadiums. I mean, I just get a kick out
sure.
of it. So I'm excited for what it's going to do for the city, for the extra business and kind of revitalizing that area, which feels kind of down. I think that's great.
It's definitely huge. I when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I said what happened here at Nats Park. Nobody probably could have envisioned that 20 years ago. Okay, you could say, maybe they planned it.
That they did. That's what they wanted. This is what they envisioned. This is what they envisioned. It just took a while to do it.
It's hard to see, to know that you're going to end up with that many restaurants and that many hotels.
Well, I'm telling you, that was the plan. And that is the plan for that site. I don't think it's as big. I don't think it'd be as expensive.
I pointed out earlier, Mayor Bowser, kind of as a precursor to this announcement, yesterday, from her account, tweeted, in 2006, D.C. made a bold investment of $611 million to build a new stadium on a vacant lot. Today, that neighborhood has over 85 restaurants, 6,500 residences, and 5 hotels. Mm-hmm. And so that's the hope of what will happen there as well.
Of course.
No, I'm sure it will. But it won't happen overnight, just like it took a while here. Now, part of the reason why it took a while here is I think it was right on the heels of one of the banking crises or house crises or one of those freaking fiscal dilemmas that we were in where things were kind of depressed. So it took a little longer. Hopefully it happens a little faster.
It's on an accelerated timeline, hopefully, down around RFK.
It'll be great.
Is there a non-negotiable for you with the stadium?
A deal breaker?
Yeah, like that you just couldn't handle as part of a new stadium.
We're getting close to it with the tailgate thing. I really don't like it. But
yeah, but you don't know how it's going to look. They might try and solve that.
I'm sure they will to an extent, but they're not going to be able to accommodate everyone.
They won't.
I'm disappointed just that the nature of the world, it's just going to be so expensive. But there's nothing I can do about that. What are you going to do?
Out of your control.
It's out of everyone's control. That's life.
You know what's a deal breaker for me that's in all the new stadiums? Is all the VIP lofts on the sideline. I know you got to pay for
it. Oh, they're going
to
have it.
Like an Allegiant Stadium, you got to pay $50,000 to go to a game to sit in those seats. And now every stadium has them. I just think it's an eyesore, and it doesn't enhance the experience for the majority of the people.
They try and get your money from every angle because this year they added that tunnel deal.
Sure.
Where you could spend like to get a high five.
You think that's not going to be part of the new stadium?
Of course.
I'm sure it will definitely be built in.
Yeah. That's how they're going to make their money back.
Built in costs.
You know, one thing I think that sucks about the Dome is what I like in some stadiums is when they incorporate the city. Like RFK, you could see the Capitol back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you got a dome, you're not going to see anything. Like, it's nice when you can see the city landscape.
You see it when you're driving in. But even some of that is obstructed now with all of the
you might see it when you're walking around, like, the concourse. You might have some views that way.
Maybe, yeah.
Drab's right, though, because those seats, even though they make money, it brings in the wrong crowd. You're going for this nostalgia, the Hogs, you know, blue-collar vibe, but you're going to end up getting a whining cheese crowd when you have $50,000 sideline seats.
I think that's inevitable with any new stadium, though.
I don't think the Vikings have that. The L.A. crowd has it. Miami Dolphins have it.
I can't speak to it. I would assume Minnesota has it.
A bunch of loser fan bases. They get dominated.
I would assume Minnesota has it. If you say they don't, I guess I'll believe you, but I don't know why not.
They all have some sort of VIP area, of course, but I'm talking about those big sections in the end zone.
Right.
It's a big carve-out for the multimillionaires to have a club scene. I hate that.
It shouldn't be a place to be seen. It should be for nostalgic fans.
I hate that.
It ain't going to be that. Those days, that's a bygone era.
Maybe they figure out a section. Didn't Steve Ballmer in the Intuit Dome, which is listed as number 2 most expensive, build the wall?
Yeah, you're not allowed to wear opposing gear. You got to wear Clippers gear to go on the wall.
Uh-huh. I don't know if you say so.
And you stand up behind the basket. You're supposed to go nuts the whole time if you're sitting in the wall or standing in the wall.
We've reached a tipping point. We're beyond a tipping point. These things are so expensive. They're spending so much money that
he's got to make $2.5 billion.
They got to get their money back, and so the prices are going to have to be what they are. And there's only a certain percentage of people going to be able to enjoy it.
You want
to
accept the $2.5 billion?
It is what it is.
Isn't the NFL covering a lot of that from their stadium fund,
like a stadium credit?
Sure.
I don't doubt it. But at the end,
the money
of the day,
has to be made back.
The NFL, they're going to get their money back, and we're going to pay for it.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.